welcome back to another episode of Health Talk. My name is Morgan, your host. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. And if you're returning for another episode and have been listening for a while, welcome back. I'm really excited that you're here today to talk about something that I think is so interesting to learn more about and is so beneficial to learn more about because it really is key to living a healthy and sustainable lifestyle, and that is managing stress. I think this is often overlooked, and sometimes we actually add to our stress by trying to incorporate all of these new like diets and exercise routines and yada, yada, yada. And I think sometimes that can even make things more stressful for us. So I'm trying to break this down on how we can incorporate health and fitness into our routines and make them more self-care rather than something stressful and adding another thing to do to our to-do list. And then I want to talk about some other things as well outside of exercise and outside of eating healthy that I think are really, really important. So we are going to go ahead and get right into it today. The first thing I want to talk about, and I know that this is probably expected and exactly what everybody would think I would recommend as a personal trainer and as a Pilates instructor, is to exercise. And I want to talk about this in a way that doesn't seem so stressful. I'm not saying you have to be at the gym 4 to 5 times a week for an hour or two each day to accomplish this goal. I just want to talk about little ways that can help us manage our stress better by incorporating exercise into our day. And I'll use myself as an example to start with. I could definitely benefit from taking my own advice in a lot of these different areas. And sometimes I'll get to a point where I do get really stressed out. There could just be a lot going on that day. And I need a breather. When I get stressed out, I get really bad headaches. I know that they're happening. I know exactly why they're happening. And I do things that do help me relieve them. But one of my biggest things that almost instantly makes my headache go away is going outside and exercising in some way, shape, or form. I'm not on my phone when I'm doing it. I'm not answering any texts or emails or anything. I'm just going outside. I can have headphones in and like music on or a podcast playing, but I take the time for myself just to take a breather and exercise in some capacity. Sometimes I'll run. Honestly, not a big running gal. I don't love it. I've tried many of times to get into it, and I'm not good at like spacing out for a while and clearing my mind. So I'll just be thinking about like, how much longer do I have to be doing this? So I don't do it that often, but when I do, it is so helpful for me. And I will just run from anywhere for 5 to 10 minutes, nothing crazy. And just a light pace jog. Usually I won't go any farther than a mile or two. And with that, it just makes me feel completely different from the beginning of the run to the end. Sometimes I'll get into these moods where I'm like, I just need to like really blow off some steam and I'll like go off. I'll start off a little too strong and like start sprinting the first like 5 minutes, and then that's obviously not sustainable for me. So I will literally just sprint for like 5 minutes and then walk the rest of the time. And it will be enough that it gets me sweating and it gets me a little bit out of breath and my heart rate up. But I don't keep going at that pace. So it kind of varies whatever I decide to do, but it always does really, really help me. And I come back just feeling way more calm, way more clear-minded, and ready to deal with whatever the situation was that was stressing me out before. And a lot of the times when we take just a step back, like in that situation, it takes me 10, 20 minutes to quickly go out, do a quick run, or do a quick walk, and come back. Making the decision to deal with whatever was stressing you out before, nothing's going to change that much between the 10 and 20 minutes that you take a second for yourself and clear your mind. But the outcome can be completely different on how you handle the situation, the calmness you present when you handle the situation, if you take that time to just take a breath. And that will go with everything that I'm saying today, but I do think that like it can completely change your perspective on the situation, and there could be a much clearer answer or solution to the problem that was stressing you out that you couldn't even see before because you were just so over it. So just take a breather. And exercise in general doesn't have to be this very structured and strict thing. It can be as simple as taking a couple of walks each day, going for 3 10 to 20 minute walks. It can be doing a YouTube video at home, a 10 minute YouTube video, or it can be going to a workout class and going to the gym. It can be more structured as well, but I don't want you to think that you have to be like on this crazy regimen with like a personal trainer or a fitness instructor to incorporate exercise into your daily routine. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be super intense every day. It just has to be something that makes you feel good, makes you feel energized and refreshed after you do it. So I think that's really important. And the component to me that also really helps is getting outside. And I know that this isn't always applicable and we can't do this all the time. Sometimes the weather's freezing and we don't want to go outside. Or the other extreme, and this is more me, is when it's so hot, I do not want to go outside. Or if it's raining or whatever. But finding other alternatives if something like that does come up so you can just get your heart rate up for a second or go for a quick walk or whatever it is, it's going to benefit you. So finding something that is helpful, but I do think that going outside is, it just has a calming, I don't think I said that right. It just calms you down more so than staying inside. Just getting some fresh air and regrouping is really helpful as well. So I do try to go for a walk each day because I enjoy getting outside on top of whatever other exercise I decide to do. But I do find that that time outside is really crucial for me in changing my mood. My second piece of advice is going to be to eat healthy. And I know that this sounds, again, just like exercise did. Like, of course, I'm going to say that as a fitness instructor. But when you eat healthy, it can also change your energy levels for the whole day. And we have to eat anyways, right? Like, we don't have a choice. We have to eat something throughout the day. So why not make it something that's going to nourish and fuel your body to make the tasks you have to do seem easier rather than doing the opposite of that, rather than eating greasy food that's not good for you, that makes you feel like crap, and then you feel like you have to take a nap after you eat, or you don't want to move because you just feel really lethargic. And I don't think that that's a good idea either. So I understand we all have those days. Sometimes you are just in the mood for something that is greasy and not good for you, and that is that. The other night, I got a veggie burger and fries, which I never really do, and it wasn't healthy by any means, but I got it at a burger place down the street, and they sell like regular burgers too, but I'm a vegetarian, so I got a veggie burger instead, and it had like all the things on it like that aren't that great for you, and it just didn't matter. I didn't care. That's what I was in the mood for. I was stressed out, and that is what I wanted that time. So it's not always going to be perfect, but throughout the day, it's making the right decisions for your body 99% of the time that is going to make you feel so much better and like you can accomplish so much more. So since you already have to do it, I'm just saying try to make the better decision in the moment. With whatever situation you are in, try to make the best decision you can on foods that are going to make you feel healthier and make you feel more energized for your day. And then kind of piggybacking off that, my third piece of advice is to stay hydrated. And this is another thing that we have to do anyways, but it's really, really easy to sit there all day and drink coffee and then go right from coffee from 9 to 5 to wine from, you know, dinner and on. And then we don't realize that we haven't had enough water all day. And when you are dehydrated, at least when I'm dehydrated, I'm sure you feel this way too, though. You get like headaches, you feel so tired, and sometimes my stomach hurts, I get nauseous. Like, I know when I'm dehydrated. And when I take a second to drink some water and get hydrated again, I feel so much better. So naturally, you're just going to feel better. You won't have a headache or a stomach ache or whatever if you stay hydrated. I just saw the other day, and I've seen these before, but I've never seen them in person. But for the first time the other day, I saw this pretty cool water bottle, and it had times of the day listed on the side, and it said, like, for at each point in the day, you should be at this point in your water bottle. And this may not work for you. For me, I'm a very list, to-do list oriented person. So when I see a water bottle telling me at this time I should be at this point, I will automatically want to do that. It's just how my brain works. So that would be very motivating for me. I'm thinking about getting one, and it was super cute. And just, I mean, I carry a water bottle around anyways, so why not if it's going to help me? But anyways, so I think that is really key to stay hydrated. Those three things, just carving out some time to move your body and feel better, eating foods that will make you feel more energized, and staying hydrated will just make you feel better throughout the day. It may not necessarily be that they are the end-all be-all of all your problems and that your stress will magically melt away, but it will make it easier to navigate those situations. You'll feel clearer, you'll feel healthier, and you'll just feel more energized. Also, I actually want to add to that, I didn't have this on the list to talk about, but now that I am talking about it, I want to add it in to that kind of category before we move on to things that aren't related to fitness and nutrition. I think it's really important to get enough sleep. And I do think it's easy for us to think, okay, if I just sleep one or two less hours tonight, I can get X, Y, Z done. But you're going to wake up the next morning feeling exhausted, and you're probably going to be more behind because you don't feel like doing the other things you have to get done in the morning because you're exhausted from the night before. We have really done a bad job as a society of like making it a good thing that people don't get enough sleep. Like, we idolize people who say that they only sleep 4 hours a night. And like, yeah, I go to bed at midnight, wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That is not healthy. That's not good for you. And sure, they may be like some freaks of nature who are fine with that and it doesn't affect them. But honestly, that is not the majority of the population. We need to sleep to refuel and re-energize our bodies. And don't deprive yourself of that. You will feel much better getting the right amount of sleep and being able to go on with your day than not. So that is something that I didn't want to skip over. And I don't know why I didn't think of that before going into that list, but it just popped into my head. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned it. Okay, so moving on now to things that aren't necessarily related to fitness and to diet, but that I do think are really important. First things first, finding hobbies. This is honestly easier said than done, I think, because when we are in high school and when we're in college, hobbies are almost like a given, right? Like hanging out with your friends, you live with your friends in college. They're literally like 10 feet away from you at all points in time. That is a given. You have those people around to hang out with or do whatever it is you did in college. And then there's also high school where you play sports and you can be involved in clubs, and same with college. And so they're almost a given. Like, you have easy access to find hobbies if you want them. When you kind of transition out of that point in life and you don't necessarily have those said hobbies, like you don't have an intramural team to join for soccer, or you don't have like a student council to join or whatever, you get the point. When you don't just have that like set group that you just say like, okay, I'm just gonna insert myself here and do this, it can be a lot harder to figure out like what exactly it is that you enjoy doing and finding things that are fun for you and help you manage and relieve your stress. So I think it's something you may have to play around with, figure out what it is that you like doing and go from there. I really enjoy reading as a hobby, and I don't even know if that qualifies as a hobby. I think it does, but for me, it's so great to relieve stress because I put down all of my things. I put down my phone, my laptop. I have to keep them far away, or if I hear it ring, I'll pick it up, and then that will ruin my progress in my book. I'll end up scrolling on Instagram for like 20 minutes, and then I'm on my email, and then it just is in a vicious cycle, and I never read my book. So I have to put it away, but it's really nice because you really have to be present in what's happening in the book. Whether it's a nonfiction or a fiction book that you enjoy reading, you're not going to absorb any of the information if you're not completely present. And that kind of helps you turn off the thoughts like in the back of your head or the things that are stressing you out. It almost makes you let go of them, or you're not going to know what's going on. You're pretty much just like staring at words and wasting your time. And I think we've all been there where we read like a chapter of a book and we're like, I have no idea what I just absorbed. So that's a good one. You can have different forms of exercise as your hobbies. And I've been trying to learn different forms of exercise that I'm not as familiar with. I've been trying to do like spin / cycle classes because they're new to me. I've been trying to do yoga because I'm not really as familiar with that. And those have been fun hobbies. You can do pottery. You can do, oh boy, you can do tennis. You can do so many different things. I don't know why I just tried to list off hobbies and literally not a single one came to my mind, but you get the point. There are a ton of things out there that are really cool and interesting. You just have to find what works for you. Transitioning from that, and I touched on this when I was talking about reading, but I think it's really important when you're trying to manage your stress to turn off your electronics for a certain period of the day. And I mean, it's almost like we are addicted to our phones. Like even when it's stressing us out beyond belief and we know we've reached our maximum capacity of like information that we can take in for the day, we still want to take in more information. It's crazy. It's so important just to take a time and kind of set a boundary for yourself when it comes to your electronics to just get rid of it. Just turn it off and put it down for a certain period of time. Some people will do it like past a certain point in the evening and they won't look at it until a certain point in the morning. And I know that one thing that I've been trying to make a goal for myself is to not look at my phone so much, like right when I wake up, because that's the first thing I do is like grab my phone and kind of like scroll through it and just wake up a little bit and see what's going on. But I know that that's not the best thing for me, so I've been trying to be more cautious of that. Same with before bed, like reading a book instead of scrolling or whatever it may be. So I think we can get really caught up in like refreshing our email every 2 minutes to see if we got a new one or just mindlessly scrolling through Instagram. And now that you can like see people's stories too, you can keep going forever just taking in new information. You can go from just the people you follow to your explore, and it can just be a very vicious cycle. So for me, I think turning off my electronics, kind of decompressing and just clearing my mind is really helpful. I also think it's really helpful to give yourself time each day that is just for you. Even if it's 10, 15 minutes, give yourself that time. You can even replace the time that you are scrolling through Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Give yourself that time rather than doing that, to do whatever it is that you like to do, whether that is exercising, your hobby, whatever, meditating. Just give yourself a second of the day that nobody else can interrupt you, and it will just give you a time to take a deep breath and decompress however you need to. Last but not least, I want to talk about setting boundaries. And I think this is also easier said than done because it's so easy for us to say, I'm not going to be on my phone, I'm not going to be working or answering emails or texts past, let's just say, 7 o'clock at night. And then we are on our phones anyways, naturally, but we're scrolling through Instagram rather than doing anything work-related, let's just say. But then you see something from work come through and bam, you're just in the same cycle. So you have to set a boundary for yourself and stick to it. And this can be related to anything. It can be work-related. It can be in more personal aspect related to relationships or friends or family or whatever. Whatever it is that is stressing you out, you need to set boundaries with it so that you can take in your maximum like capacity for the day, whatever it is that you're able to handle each day. And then after that, you kind of let it go and not get to a point where it stresses you out. Because once you get to that point, it's really hard to kind of calm down and take a step back and not let it stress you out. So don't even let it get to that point. And like I said, I really do think that this is easier said than done because sometimes you don't even have a choice necessarily to cross that boundary. It's something that has to get done or something comes up that you weren't expecting and you would rather just get it done in that moment. So it can be hard to do. It can be really hard to stick to them, but I do think it's important. And I do think a boundary could be like, okay, I'm going to go to this exercise class. Let's just use this as an example. I'm going to go to a yoga class. I'm going to put my phone away for that hour, not answer any texts or emails, just take this time for myself. There you go. You literally just hit like 5 of the pieces of advice I gave to you if you wanted to. You could exercise, you can count yoga as a hobby, you turn off your electronics, and you have time just for you. So that is my advice when it comes to setting boundaries. I think it's something that you don't have to be perfect at right away. Same with all of these things. You don't have to be perfect right away and then all of a sudden tomorrow you're like, wow, I'm completely stress-free. Like Morgan is a genius giving me all of this advice. No, it's just taking it day by day, doing what you can each day to manage your stress. It's so important for your overall health and well-being. And I do think it's something that's so overlooked with people because when we think about health and wellness, we think about diet and exercise, and we have this picture of it that I think a lot of the time overlooks managing our stress levels and it overlooks mental health. And it really is so important for your mental health and your mental well-being and just for your body's health in general to manage your stress. There are so many negative health outcomes that correlate with being extremely stressed out, and you don't want to be somebody who has a heart attack at 45 because you're just chronically stressed. So I just think that these are great ways to kind of take baby steps, figure out what it is that works for you, and really, really make the effort to manage your stress. Like I said, you don't have to be perfect, but just try. That is it for today's episode. I hope this was helpful for you if you are trying to find ways to manage your stress. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys all have a great day, and I will talk to you in the next episode.